Second quarter just underway. Parkey's first free throw is in. Parkey's second one is in. And Parkey's first player up to 10 points, and it's a 22-point lead, 21-point lead, 31-16. Right side three ball comes up short for Mallory Rash. Clears out the rebound. Lawson does. Outside shot doesn't fall for Kress. And finally the stick back, rebound and stick back for Mallory Rash is in. They hung with it. It's back down to a 19-point game, a minute deep into the third quarter. Carson Keithley down to Clampett. Clampett drives the baseline, gives it inside to Leatherman, off Leatherman's hands. She couldn't quite haul it in and picked up by Kress. Addie Kress across the timeline. Chance for Lawson to crawl a little closer. Chillicothe leads it by 19. Early third quarter, right side. Mallory Rash drives inside. 10-foot jumper from the wing. And I was going to call over the back, but it's a hold on Lawson. And that's the second one on Michaela Green, who's trying for the rebound over top of Carson Keithley. Keithley across the timeline, 37-18, 6:28 left, goes through Clampett's hand. She controls it, though. Bounce pass up top. Hannah Jones, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, backs it back out to Keithley, circle right. 2-3 zone for Lawson. Cross court, Jones sees a three ball off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Leatherman tips the rebound to Parkey, and she can't seal the deal either. After hitting four in a row, Parkey now 4 of 6. That's not bad. I'm not going to complain about that one iota. Rebound out of bounds off of Lawson. Inbounds play goes to Clampett, and Clampett's basketball does everything but drop through the bottom of the hoop. So three looks at the basket, no points that time. 5:56 left to play, third quarter. Chillicothe 37-18. Right wing, Addie Kress. Pulls up top of the key. Nice drive down the boulevard, but can't finish it off, and Parkey comes up with a rebound. Or, no, they're going to call a jump ball. I thought Parkey had it, but Kress stayed with it, and the referee called a jump ball. Hannah Jones takes care of a loose shoelace. And now inbounds it to Carson Keithley. Keithley up top to Jones. Looks off the tray, drives inside, and a little bumping between her and Haley Rash. I think Haley Rash is going to be called for her second. Fourth team foul against Lawson. None on Chillicothe yet in this quarter. Early third quarter. Chillicothe inbounds it. Keithley lobs it up top to Clampett just in the nick of time. Back to Keithley. Circle right, baseline right now. Clampett. Dish into Leatherman. Leatherman, patented spin move, turnaround, one-hander, count it. Maggie Leatherman looks like she's ready for the WNBA that time. She's up to 6 points, having a great all-around game in my humble opinion, and somewhat biased. Outside the paint, Michaela Green, nothing there. Bumps it out to Rash. Rash drives inside, underneath the board, can't deal with Parkey. Shovels it out, pass out, baseline right from 10. Mallory Rash can't get it to fall. Chillicothe's rebound down to Parkey on the left wing. Parkey splits the defenders, gets it to fall, up and in. I think a couple of Lawson fans thought maybe there was a travel there. Referees let him play on, and Parkey with a bucket. She's up to a dozen, 41-18. Rebound Chillicothe. Jones sends it all the way down to Keithley. Keithley up strong, doesn't get it to fall. And I think that will be team foul number 5. Carson Keithley should get 2 looks at the line. She is 1 of 1 from there in the second quarter. And that's number 3 on Haley Rash. Keithley at the line for 2 looks. First one rolls around the rim, doesn't fall in. Micah Clark checks in for Clampett. Taylor Dolt, Ariel Propes. And Courtney Benedict checks in. Propes is a senior, her first visit tonight into the paint. Keithley makes 1 out of 2. Carson Keithley with 7, and it's 42-18. 24-point lead for Chillicothe midway through the third quarter. Right side, Taylor Dolt dribbles up top. Double team, kicks it over right side. Mallory Rash looks around, can't find anyone. Goes all the way cross court to Addie Kress. into the paint, turn around to halfway down, back out for Propes. And referee spot an infraction and blow their whistle. That is the second one on Mallory Rash. Sixth team foul. Chillicothe yet to be called for anything in this quarter. Jones, top of the circle, looks inside to Leatherman. Can't get it there. Goes to Parkey. Leatherman bumps it back out to Keithley. Keithley drives inside, lays it up in traffic. Rebound tipped out of bounds. I think Chillicothe touched it last. Lawson was trying to get a charge on Keithley. That didn't work either. But they do get the ball. Chillicothe 42-18, 3:45 left in the third. Mallory Rash across the timeline. Gets it free throw line to Benedict. And a jump ball as Chillicothe ties him up. Possession arrow pointing Lawson's way. Lamer checks in and Leatherman sets down to catch your breath. 3:40 left to play third quarter. 42-18 Chillicothe. Lawson inbounds it on the wing to Propes. Out to Kress. Kress baseline tray. Off the rim, across the top of the backboard, and back out of bounds. Kress 1 of 5 from outside. Lawson shooting from outside, not having a lot of luck penetrating inside the paint through the Chillicothe tough defense. Jones, circle left, working against Kress. Jones drives inside, lays it up and in. That was way too easy. Hannah Jones looking strong. She's got 6, and it's a 26-point lead. 44-18. There's a 12-foot jumper from the left side. Doesn't fall for the freshman Dolt. Loose basketball. Lawson hustles after it and controls it on the right wing. Addie Kress settles it down. Drives inside, shoots over Parkey. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Parkey with the rebound, and then she was fouled. It'll be a 1-1. So Lawson showing some good energy there, fighting for the loose, diving for the loose basketball. They're just having problems getting the shots to fall. Seventh team foul for the host Lawson team. Chillicothe yet to be whistled. Jones comes out, and Aaron Campbell, the lone senior for Chillicothe, checks in. Parkey at the line, goes through her normal routine. Eyes the target, pops her right wrist, drops it in. I always like to study players' routines at the free throw line. Parkey will usually wipe the back of her right, the underneath side of her right shoe, her left shoe, bounce the ball twice, spin it, and pop it in. And I bring that up because Parkey leads this team in free throw shooting with 82%. It works. And every player has the routine they go through. Every player's routine is different. But it's just fascinating to me. 46-18, Chillicothe by 28. What are you doing Friday night? I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be back in this gym. Lawson can't track a loose basketball down. And Chillicothe will bring it across the timeline. 2:34 left to play. Third quarter, 46-18. Chillicothe, I don't know if they can get 3 games in a row with under 20 points for the opposition, but it's still a pretty good, solid defensive effort right now. Parkey puts it up in traffic, is fouled, and goes to the line. That's the first one on Propes, the senior, Ariel Propes. Well, that's what I get for talking about Parkey's routine. She must have heard me, and I jinxed her. After 4 in a row, she misses that one. 4 out of 5, that's 80%. What did I say, 82%? She's right there, makes this one. 5 of 6 at the free throw line this quarter. A lot more players come in for both teams. Jones, Clampett, and Leatherman check in. Keithley, Lamer, and Parkey sit down. Fresh players check in for Lawson. We'll get those as we go along, including Sydney Swafford for the first time. Up top to Taylor Dolt. Left side, nothing there for Green. Or check it, that's not Green. We'll get her name in a moment. Baseline tray doesn't fall for number 15, Petty. Up top, Hannah Jones. Right side, Micah Clark. Micah Clark on the floor twice. Goes over to Clampett. Circle left. Back to Jones up top. Loose basketball off Jones' fingertips. Taylor Dolt comes up with the steal. Jones gets it back. Underneath to Aaron Campbell. Oh, doesn't get it to fall. Sticks with it. Is fouled. And Aaron Campbell goes to the line. She's hanging tough inside. Banging with him. Fighting hard, getting the offensive board, and doing a great job. Got a nice feed from Clampett in there as well. That was, I thought that was a foul. Maybe they called it traveling or something on the opposition. Chillicothe's ball inbounds. Clampett didn't get the shot to fall. And then first foul with a minute 31 left in the third quarter. That's the first foul on Chillicothe. Third one on Clampett. Team fouls now 8-1, Lawson with the 8. Lawson across the timeline with Taylor Dolt. Baseline to McKenna Petty, up top to Dolt. Circle right now to Kress. Feed it inside to Haley Rash. Denied. Whitney Clampett blocks it out of bounds with authority. Got to get that barking bulldog in there once in a while, you know. Lawson inbounds it again. Rash, they go up top. To Taylor Dolt, the talented freshman. Top to Sydney Swafford. And then out to Rash for three. Or for two, rather. Haley Rash. 21. 47-21. Three ball for Jones. Didn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound. Free throw line jumper for Leatherman. Didn't get it to fall. Another offensive rebound. Actually, that was a three ball for Rash, I believe. We'll check it at the end of the quarter here. Dish inside Leatherman. This time gets it to fall. Maggie Leatherman with 8. A three, a free throw, and two deuces. 49-21. Back to a 28-point lead. Ball stolen by Hannah Jones. Jones across the timeline. Over right side to Clampett. Feed to Jones. Through the paint. Gets it to fall. Hannah Jones, an easy deuce. She's got 8. And it's a 30-point ball game. That is the end of the third quarter. Chillicothe 51-21. And we'll be back after this on KCHI.